local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you into a Tuesday edition of the program. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon and evening each and every day, whether you're headed home or to distant relatives home for the holidays. We certainly appreciate it. Austin, good to see you today, sir.
Right back at you, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Still completely stuffed on the Giordano's pizza from last night.
I believe it.
And I have always made sure to not just have enough for one night, but to make sure that I have enough for a second helping. So,
of course,
for the Ohio State-Michigan game, I was able to salvage two pizzas that will be consumed on Saturday. Of course, I've got Thanksgiving stuffed right in the middle of that. So, very good week for me.
culinarily speaking, yes.
Culinarily, yes. For my waistline, not so much. But, you know, I mean, I don't think I'm unique in that scenario there.
Yeah, that's what this time of year's for.
That's right. A lot to get to today. Very busy. You know, we think around this time it'll be a little bit slower. And I would say it kind of is, but at the same time, it kind of isn't. Big stories here to talk about here over the next 50 minutes, and we'll get started right away with our top three stories. Of course, keeping you up to date on the fives with traffic and weather together as we had the rain. I did not see, of course, I was not here this morning, but I am not aware of any sort of severe thunderstorm warnings that were issued in our area. Heavy rain, of course, but right now cloudy, and I'm not seeing any rain falling right now, so hopefully the worst of it is over. But cooler air coming in overnight, and a high of 60 over the next few days, so get ready for that. Our top three stories today. We start in Israel with a tentative deal between Israel and Hamas to release hostages has been reached, reportedly, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
We are very close to an agreement, but we are not there yet. As you have heard us say a number of times over the course of the past few weeks, nothing is final until everything is final. And at this point, everything is not yet final, but we are close.
Now, that was him earlier today. A senior U.S. official was reported to say that the deal had been reached. Benjamin Netanyahu convening with his leaders in Israel today to discuss the deal. So that is where things stand right now. But yeah, by all reporting right now, it looks like that this deal has been reached. It would include a multi-day ceasefire. Around 50 Israeli and international hostages would be freed in different waves, more eventually to follow, and it would also include exchanging Palestinian women and children currently detained in Israel for hostages that are held by Hamas. So kind of a long-term prisoner exchange here, and a four-day ceasefire is what is being reported right now. A U.S. military aircraft killed hostile forces by firing on a vehicle after an attack on American and coalition forces in Iraq. That according to a senior U.S. leader. Not clear how many hostiles were killed or whether any Americans were injured in the attack on Al-Assad Air Base. There has been at least 64 attacks on U.S. and coalition forces in Iraq and Syria as of yesterday afternoon. And finally, the big story here locally. We've been covering this, of course, at length over the past year, really, and there's been so much reaction on social media. After last week, the Escambia Sheriff's Office put out the word that they were looking for the contractor, Jesse Lacoste. He was arrested yesterday, and the bond was set at $405,000. As of now, he remains locked up in jail. And just within the last couple of hours, the state attorney's office today announcing that Lacoste had been indicted on two counts, first-degree felonies, racketeering, and organized fraud, each one punishable by up to 30 years in prison. The indictment alleges that Lacoste defrauded homeowners and insurance companies, subcontractors, or suppliers out of over $2 million between June of 2018 and this last August of 2022. In addition, he's also accused of forging applications to obtain county and state contractor licenses. He was arrested yesterday. His brother-in-law, Matthew Banks, was indicted back in April on allegations he stole over $5 million from victims. So that is the very latest in the saga involving Matthew Banks and Jesse Lacoste. Indictments announced today by the state attorney's office. Those are our top three stories. We'll get traffic and weather together here on the Fives. Austin?
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. So we do have some backups already developing. If you are on Airport Boulevard heading both east and west between North Davis Highway and College Parkway, expect some backups there. The same can be said about Brent Lane heading westbound towards North Davis. Also, we had an accident report from earlier that is causing some congestion on Beverly Parkway. I'm sorry about that. If you are traveling westbound towards Sun Valley Drive, expect some backups there. That might give you some trouble. And lastly, we already are seeing some evening traffic develop on Pine Forest Road, especially if you're traveling north towards West 9 Mile.
All right. Looking at the weather, meteorologist Alan Strum in the saddle today.
The rain is moving on and out of the area. Just a small chance for a lingering shower. Lots of clouds in the skies tonight, though, and overnight lows will be in the low 50s. Wednesday and Thanksgiving Day, look for highs in the upper 50s to around 60 degrees. Clouds in the skies, maybe a little bit of sunshine at times, and then later this week we'll end up with lows in the 40s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Right now, 72 degrees, and besides the clouds, weather tonight's going to be, I guess, somewhat pleasant in terms of the temperature, a little bit cooler, 53 tonight. High of 61 tomorrow, 60 on Thanksgiving Day, 63 on Friday, and Saturday has mostly sunny with a high of around 65. So, that's a look at the rest of the week there. Taking a look at more of our local headlines today, perhaps caught it in the Channel 3 A block there as well. State Representative Michelle Salzman posting on her Facebook today that a first arrest was made in connection to threats that were made on social media against her. This all stemming from the kind of spat that she found herself in after State Representative Angie Nixon posted on X that it was Salzman who made the comment, all of them, when Nixon was on the House floor trying to generate support for a ceasefire in the House. That motion overwhelmingly defeated. In speaking about it, she made a comment to the effect of, over 10,000 Palestinians have died so far. How many will be enough? To which Salzman said, all of them. So Nixon posted on social media that it was Salzman who did that. Salzman said, I was not referring to Palestinians. I was referring to Hamas specifically. So again, Salzman saying that there was an arrest made. According to Channel 3, FDLE said that the arrest was actually made by an out-of-state agency. No other details have been released on that. Talked to Escambia Public Safety today. And of course, Austin, you will agree that the three F's of Thanksgiving involve family, food, and football.
Absolutely.
The fourth, though, according to public safety officials, fire safety should be the fourth.
Thanksgiving, by far, is the day out of any other day of the year where there are the most cooking-related fires. And as a matter of fact, the National Fire Protection Association ran numbers. Back in 2021 alone, there was nearly a 300% increase in cooking-related fires at home.
So Davis Wood County spokesman says unattended cooking is the leading factor in home cooking fires. Another major hazard is improperly deep frying turkeys. Over the weekend, Scambia Fire Rescue did a demonstration about what can happen. Say you put too much oil in the deep fryer, or if the Thanksgiving is not complete, if the turkey is not completely thawed out, and you know, just poof, like it just, you know, incinerated and set everything on fire there. We have shared that to our News Radio Facebook page, so you can check that out there. 419, we'll take a break. We've got state and national headlines when we return. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
The Volkswagen Signed In Drive event returns to Feedmore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 VW Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Feedmore Imports today. And as the year comes to a close, enjoy even more savings when you purchase the 2023 Jetta SE, now from $26,536, the 2023 Taos from $25,281. Or the 2023 Tiguan S, now on sale from $28,546. So whether you sign and drive a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan or Taos, or enjoy end-of-year savings on select 2023 models, Pete Moore has the VW for you to drive on today. Pete Moore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Tax, title, license options, and dealer fees. For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit the friendly folks at Coastal Machinery, now with 40 years in the business. Locations in Pensacola and Crestview.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Lewis Bear from the Lewis Bear Company, wishing you a safe and happy holidays. Please don't text and drive or drink and drive.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Monroe Watley at Frontier Motors, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us at the WEAR Morning News, and there's a lot more of us than you see every day on TV, we certainly wish you happy holidays.
From our family to yours, all the joys of the season.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 on Pensacola right now here. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. It is 4:23 right now. We're going to get into traffic just a little bit early here because we've got several things to cover. Starting with on Airport Boulevard, if you are traveling westbound, there is an accident that was reported there previously, and it is causing a lot of congestion. If you're coming from College Parkway trying to head towards North Davis Highway, expect some issues there. Also, if you are traveling on Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, you're going to experience a little bit more. Also, if you are traveling northbound on North Davis Highway, just past Creighton Road, perhaps trying to maybe get onto I-10, we've got a little bit of backups developing in that area, and the same can be said for Pine Forest Road, especially if you're traveling southbound from West 9 Mile Road.
Yeah, techs are also letting us know on Beverly Parkway, kind of turns into Michigan, that construction utility work has it down to one lane Right lane is blocked westbound, so that is why we're seeing slowdowns there as well. Taking a look on the weather side of things, here's Alan.
There's a small chance for a lingering shower as we head through tonight. Still pretty cloudy in the skies, though, and lows will be in the low 50s. Tomorrow, high of around 60 degrees, maybe a little bit of sunshine, definitely some cloud cover in the skies as well. Thanksgiving Day, highs will be in the upper 50s. Over the next few days, the weather will be dry, and we'll end up seeing some lows in the 40s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, yeah. So over the next 3 days here, cold front going to put high temperatures at 60 degrees each day here for the rest of the week here. So I'm looking forward to that. Should see mostly cloudy to partly cloudy skies. Really only a slight chance of rain Thursday night. But other than that, rain chances should really be over after this evening and into tomorrow. So that's some good news there. Taking a look at our state headlines today, Florida Highway Patrol says they're going to be out in force this week on the state's highways, focusing on impaired, aggressive, and speeding drivers, along with seatbelt violators. FHP released stats showing there were 7,500 crashes and nearly 70 traffic fatalities during last year's Thanksgiving period.
And two companies who are fighting back against Florida's online sports betting deal are asking for more time. Lawyers for the businesses say that the move is in response to a separate sports betting challenge playing out in the Florida Supreme Court that could be impacted. The companies are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to take up a case over whether a deal between Florida and the Seminole Tribe violates federal law, since it ultimately gives the tribe a gambling monopoly.
A couple interesting new bills that are going to be debated in January. The first would restrict the use of personal pronouns in government workspaces. The measure filed today by Republican Ryan Chamberlain would also prohibit training about issues involving orientation and gender identity. Some Democratic lawmakers are calling the legislation unconstitutional.
And another proposal would prevent students who are convicted of certain crimes from participating in high school sports in the state. Separate bills filed in the Florida House and Senate this week would prohibit students who have been sentenced as adults for crimes such as homicide, sexual battery, or lewd and lascivious offenses from taking part in high school athletic competitions.
Also, Florida among seven states impacted by a listeria outbreak. The CDC recently recalled whole peaches, nectarines, and plums from HMC Farms. The products were sold in 2-pound bags between May 1st and November 15th of last year and this year with the branding HMC Farms or Signature Farms. There have been 11 known cases, including one death. National headlines, police giving an update on the conditions of four victims shot inside a Walmart store in Ohio. The shooting happened yesterday evening. A man walked into the store, opened fire, shooting four people before turning the gun on himself. All four victims are adults, three listed in critical condition, the fourth sustained non-life-threatening injuries.
A federal appeals court has ruled that private parties cannot sue under the Civil Rights Act, which could eventually lead to a major voting rights battle at the Supreme Court. Monday's ruling upheld a 2022 decision from an Arkansas federal judge that only the U.S. Attorney General is able to sue under Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. The majority of lawsuits under Section 2 are filed by private parties as a way to challenge racially discriminatory voting rules.
The federal government is investigating an underwater pipeline leak off the coast of Louisiana that may have sent more than 1 million gallons of oil into the Gulf. The Third Coast Midstream Pipeline reported a slick 3 to 4 miles wide late last week, about 19 miles offshore, with the Coast Guard confirming yesterday. The pipeline has been shut down, and several agencies are looking for the source of the leak.
And everyone on board is okay after a Navy surveillance plane overshot a runway in Hawaii and ended up in the Kone'ohe Bay last night. Yeah, nailed it. Nine people were on board the plane with no injuries reported. The plane was on approach to Marine Corps Air Station Kone'ohe Bay with everyone on board evacuating once it went into the water.
That was a good job out of you on that.
Thank you, sir. Yeah.
No known credible threats to the big Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade in New York City. There will be beefed up security, though.
Are we seeing an increase in calls for violence? Absolutely. Those calls are coming from outside of the country and inside of the country. But there are no credible threats.
This, of course, stemming from the different protests for Israel and Hamas there since the attack last month.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, we see those happen at football games. Something that traditional, that's always televised, cameras are always on it. A lot of people, I could definitely see that happening.
And a lot of people in a compact area. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And congressional leaders continue to fight over aid to Israel and Ukraine with a goal of getting something done before Christmas.
This will happen, and I applaud Speaker Johnson for getting this two-stage CR accomplished to then give him and us time to move this emergency supplemental bill forward.
Texas Republican Mike McCall says that border security is a must if there's going to be any deal on humanitarian aid.
Also, a landslide last night in southeast Alaska left one person dead, others still missing. The Department of Public Safety says three homes were in the path. Ground searches so far have not been able to take place until a geologist can assess the slide for safety. Air searches are continuing, though. Quick recap of our top three stories. A tentative deal now is reportedly agreed to between Israel and Hamas that would see hostages released from both sides. Also, here in Pensacola, the contractor Jesse Lacoste, who was arrested yesterday, remains jailed on a $405,000 bond. The state attorney's office today announcing an indictment. Two counts. One of racketeering, organized fraud. The other one, both. Could see him up to 30 years in prison.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham, the founder of the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange. Binance has pleaded guilty to felony charges. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
As CEO of Binance, Zhao willfully violated federal law that requires financial institutions to guard against money laundering and terrorist financing.
Referring to CEO Changpeng Zhao, the crypto company also facing more than $4 billion in penalties. As millions of Americans hit the road or skies ahead of Thanksgiving, there are concerns about heavy rains, gusty winds that could make for treacherous travel conditions along the busy Northeast. Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz.
We're going to be looking at this entire system dragged through D.C., Philly, getting up towards New York and Boston. I'm now taking you through the overnight hours.
Well, the severe weather could impact air travel nationwide. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Nordstrom is out with quarterly results. The higher-end department store operator reporting a better-than-expected adjusted profit equal to 25 cents a share. But sales slid by nearly 7% year-over-year to $3.32 billion, which was shy of analyst estimates. Shares of Seattle-based Nordstrom are just fractionally lower in after-hours trading. Amid continued weak demand for electronics, Best Buy this morning reported a nearly 8% drop in third quarter revenue year over year, with comparable store sales down almost 7%. The retailer's operating income also declined, and Best Buy shares, too, ended fractionally lower today. On a day that minutes from the most recent Fed policy meeting indicated central bankers made no mention of the prospect of lowering interest rates anytime soon, stocks finished slightly lower, snapping five-session win streaks for both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite. The S&P today slipped 9. The tech-heavy NASDAQ eased 84. That's Your Money Now.
Thinning hair is normal, but it doesn't have to be your fate.
Once I started taking Nutrafol, I could visibly see my hair get thicker.
It made my hair stronger.
Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
You've got nothing to lose and everything to grow. Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Mommy, I don't feel good.
Oh, well, let me check you for fever. I've got this Exergen thermometer. Just sweep it across your forehead and... ooh, 100.5. Yeah, you're staying home today.
That sure was fast and easy, just like at the doctor's office.
Mm-hmm. Doctors recommend these Exergen thermometers.
Clinically accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies, get your Exergen thermometer at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Kick off the holiday season with WSRE's Festival of Trees and take the tree of your dreams home for the holidays. Trees and wreaths, decorated by local designers and community groups, will be on display November 24th through 26th at the Museum of Commerce downtown. Each tree and wreath will be up for online auction bidding or purchase in support of WSRE PBS. For the Festival of Trees hours and all of the details, visit wsre.org/events.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. The AFC is wide open. The Browns are 7-3, have the best defense in the league, and a good offensive line. The NFL's greatest winner, Tom Brady, has constantly shown he doesn't need much to win it all. So Browns GM Andrew Berry should be begging Brady every day to come out of retirement for a playoff run, because if TB12 does, he could be chanting,
Cleveland! This is for you!
While holding his 8th Lombardi trophy. I'm Zach Gelb. Score early this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use, there's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in state where lawful to wager. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. First online real money wager, only $5 pregame money. Wager required. First online real money wager only $10. First deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9 with it in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Help is here. Visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 4:35 here, so we're going to get another update on the roads. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That is Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. So looking at traffic in Pensacola and the surrounding areas right now, the really big hitter as of late has been Airport Boulevard. If you are heading westbound towards North Davis Highway, we have had an accident there that is going to back you all the way up to what street is this here? This is
on Airport
North
9th, we're talking about?
Yes, on Airport Boulevard towards North 9th Avenue.
Right over to the mall.
Yeah, it has gotten very bad there, and I would not expect that to slow down anytime soon. Also, if you are if you're heading westbound on Brent Lane towards North Davis Highway, that is starting to get more and more backed up as well. And the other one that we've been touching on, Joe, is if you are heading westbound on Beverly Parkway towards Sun Valley Drive, that has gotten backed up. The traffic is now stretching past North W Street.
Yeah, so people, you know, a lot more people. Well, for one thing, I don't know if there's a timing issue with the light at Davison Airport, but if you are in the right-hand lane of Airport heading westbound and you get at that light, man, that thing backs up a long ways, and you've got a couple of accidents right there. that's not good. You know, so I think a lot of people are just kind of a domino, just trying to get over using Bren Lane, and that is seeing a lot more traffic maybe than we otherwise would right now. But yeah, not great there. I-10 though looking all right, so hopefully that stays the same. Meteorologist Alan Strum.
The rain is moving on and out of the area. Just a small chance for a lingering shower. Lots of clouds in the skies tonight though, and overnight lows will be in the low 50s. Wednesday and Thanksgiving Day, look for highs in the upper 50s to around 60 degrees. Clouds in the skies, maybe a little bit of sunshine at times, and then later this week we'll end up with lows in the 40s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, currently right now we're at 73 degrees, mostly cloudy tonight, 53 for a low. Really no more rain chances until Thursday night, and that's just at a 20%, so it should be dry, but nice. Partly to mostly cloudy skies and cool, obviously, with highs right around 60 degrees. So there you go. All right, taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports today. So congratulations to both of us nailing the Eagles prediction last night.
Yeah, buddy.
So that happened last night. Tonight we have Maction for the final midweek spotlight this season. I know. Western Michigan taking on my Bowling Green Falcons. 6 o'clock on ESPNU.
Y'all also should have that one.
Yeah, we should. Buffalo, and man, speaking of, man, that was a tough loss last week because we had Toledo on the ropes. We would have gone to the MAC championship game, I think, had we won that.
Because you and I talked about that being like a good home underdog for y'all, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, a huge rivalry. It's the big rivalry, and they had them. They had them on the ropes and let them get off the mat.
Yeah, it's
there.
Like Battle for I-75, as it's called. Yeah.
Yeah. 6:30 ESPN2, Buffalo taking on Eastern Michigan. The most talked about game in college football this weekend is pretty easily the most expensive one as well.
Understandable.
Ohio State, Michigan, 2-3. Single ticket on Vivid Seats will get you set you back $630, I think is the highest Michigan home game since like 2007. I think
isn't that the year they lost to App State?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow,
it was 2006 or 2007. Yeah, no, they lost to App State in 2007 for sure. I'm trying to remember if like the highest, because 2006 was the number one versus number two game, but that was at Ohio State. So I wonder if it was maybe a Notre Dame game or something that caused tickets to spike that year. I don't know. But, yeah, you know, and what's so fascinating about this Ohio State-Michigan game, I mean, there's so many storylines, obviously. Jim Harbaugh's not going to be there. The cheating scandal going on. You really have a kind of a mini golden era here for the rivalry. Everybody talks about Woody versus Bo, the 10-year war, but this is only, I think, the fifth time that the two teams have been ranked in the top three, and three of them have happened in the last 5 years.
I was about to say, wasn't one of them last year?
Yeah. So, and here's the other thing. With the college football playoff going to 12, this game is not going to have the same amount of juice anymore.
No, it's not.
Forever. This is it.
Because they're both making the playoffs.
Exactly.
And the 12-team bracket.
Exactly.
Anyway.
So this is it. And, you know, for an Ohio State guy, obviously born and raised in Columbus, I mean, lived through the 90s, the John Cooper, couldn't never beat Michigan. Then we go on a 15-year run where Michigan could never beat us. So, I mean, this is really it. As far as that rivalry, that where the stakes are at their absolute highest, this is it. So, yeah, that's a big game for sure. Baseball, guys from kind of when I grew up, Joe Mauer was one of my favorite players of all time in baseball. He is among the names that are eligible for the first time for the Baseball Hall of Fame. Of course, you got to get 75% of the vote. I don't see any first ballot Hall of Famers from this group. Adrian Beltre, Joe Mauer, Chase Utley would be the top ones, but I don't think any of them are getting in there. 4:43 here, a few health, business, and science notes before our next update on the roads and weather. Elon Musk's ex is suing Media Matters for America for defamation, alleging they defamed the platform following a report that said major brand ads appeared next to posts touting Hitler and the Nazi Party. Musk and X have faced backlash since the report was published last week, causing several major advertisers to pull ads from the platform in response.
Well, Joe, you were just talking about how or you and I, we're both talking about how this is going to be, you know, the time for stuff in your face.
That's
it's
right.
It's a very gluttonous time of year. Well, I got bad news for us. Belly fat could be linked to early stages of Alzheimer's disease. Mm. A new study found that those in their 40s and 50s with more hidden belly fat had a higher amount of an abnormal protein in the part of the brain where dementia occurs.
All right. I'll have to take that into consideration at some point here in the next 20 years. Sales of previously owned homes fell to their lowest level in 13 years in October. The National Association of Realtors says that existing home sales declined 4% last month to an annual rate of fewer than 3.8 million units. High mortgage rates, lack of inventory are keeping many prospective buyers on the sidelines.
And Google Maps is rolling out a new color scheme. Roadways will no longer be white and yellow. Instead, they appear in shades of gray. Hmm. Parks and grassy areas are now a slightly brighter shade of green, and water is more of a turquoise blue. Users on social media have reacted with mixed reviews. But for those who aren't a fan of the brighter colors and lower contrast, there's no way to change it back.
Yeah, I noticed that yesterday. The IRS is postponing a rule change for the second year in a row that would impact tax filers who receive business income via payments apps and online marketplaces. Mm. Those include Venmo, PayPal, Etsy, Airbnb. The change would have brought in 44 million more 1099K forms to those filers, who would include small business owners, freelancers, and gig workers. So, interesting update there. A lot happening in pop culture today. We'll get that right after traffic and weather.
All right, so looking at traffic in Pensacola, we're still dealing with a ton of backups on Airport Boulevard, of course. If you're traveling eastbound from North Davis, you're going to experience some there, but the big talk of the town right now is if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis, it's going to have you backed up all the way to North 9 Mile Road. That's a big troublemaker right now. Excuse me, North 9th Avenue, my goodness. We can't make mistakes like those. Also, if you're traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Davis Highway, expect some backups there. And on Beverly Parkway, if you are traveling westbound towards Sun Valley Drive, traffic is going to have you stretching past North W Street, closer to North Palafox Street there.
All right, and taking a look at the forecast tonight, get down to 53, mostly cloudy skies. Not much of a warm-up over the next few days here.
Oh,
Wednesday's
bummer.
High, 61, partly sunny. We'll have 45 for the low Wednesday night, Thanksgiving Day, just a high of 59. With mostly cloudy skies once again. Right now, 73 degrees, and showers should be tapering off here through the evening and overnight hours. Pop culture notes today, a new Karate Kid film starring Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan is in the works. Mm. Macchio is reprising his role as Daniel LaRusso, who he played in the original film trilogy. Chan will return as Mr. Han, a kung fu master that coached Jaden Smith's Dre Parker in the 2010 reboot.
And theaters are preparing for a busy Thanksgiving weekend. Disney's new animated film, Wish, and the historical drama Napoleon from director Ridley Scott headlined the new releases hitting movie screens for Thanksgiving weekend.
Also, news from the Rolling Stones. So they announced today that they're hitting 16 cities across North America starting next April. The Hackney Diamonds Tour will start April 28th in Houston, including stops in New Orleans, Orlando. Those would be the two closest to us, Vegas and New York City. The tour will finish in July out in California. Pre-sale tickets start November 29th and general sale December 1st.
And Blue Bloods is ending after 14 seasons on CBS. The show about a police family starring Tom Selleck as New York City Police Commissioner Frank Reagan will air its final season next fall.
A hat belonging to Napoleon Dynamite. That would be a lot less interesting if it was a hat belonging to Napoleon Dynamite. Napoleon Bonaparte. There we go. The second most famous Napoleon.
Yeah, tomato, tomato. They're the same thing.
Is going up for auction. The authentic black beaver felt hat is valued at around $700,000 and will be put up for auction in Paris on Sunday. Historians say the iconic hat was a part of Napoleon's brand as he wore it sideways to be more recognizable in battle. Mm. He owned over 120 similar hats throughout the years, but only around 20 are thought to still exist. Whoever owns the hat, great timing out of them with the release of Napoleon this weekend. Looking forward to that. Same director who made Gladiator, and of course Joaquin Phoenix, the actor, was involved in that as well. So I think that's a good one to watch if you like Napoleon.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you said, great marketing from that dude who owns the hat there. A new film in the Jason Bourne franchise is now in the works. According to Deadline, All Quiet on the Western Front director Edward Berger will direct the project, which is in early development. Matt Damon, who has played the character in four of the five films, will be first approached to star.
I'm in on this if it's Matt Damon.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd
the other. So there was, what is it? A Bourne Ultimatum, Bourne Supremacy, Bourne...
Is there one called Bourne
Identity
Legacy?
Identity was the first one.
Was there Bourne Legacy, or am I just thinking of that?
Yeah, there was. And that was the one that I think was the Hawkeye actor, right?
I'm not sure.
The guy who plays Hawkeye, Jeremy Renner. I think he was in that movie.
Okay.
I didn't watch that one because I was like, look, it's Bourne, and it's not a Bourne movie, right?
Yeah. I mean,
and then
on.
There was the other, the most recent one had Matt Damon back in it, which it was okay. It wasn't like the first three. But yeah, so if there's another Bourne and Matt Damon is in it, then I'm going to be in on that one. 4:50 right now. We'll take a break. We've got wacky stories and some good news to finish up hour number one. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
paralyzed veteran and PVA executive director, Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable.
.54 News Radio 92.3, wrapping up hour number one on Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin with you on a Tuesday. Couple days away from Thanksgiving, couple days away from me all of a sudden liking Christmas music.
Yes.
Very much looking forward to that. Quick recap, top three stories here. Tentative deal between Israel and Hamas to release hostages has been released. Expect more details here in the coming days. Also, Jesse Lacoste, the contractor who was arrested Monday, the seventh time in the last 12 months, now indicted by state attorney's office. That announced today. Felonies of racketeering and organized fraud, each punishable by up to 30 years in prison. Those are our top couple stories here. Of course, a big one here locally, a lot of people paying attention to that one. 4:55 here, final check this hour of traffic and weather.
Thank you, sir. So, yeah, it's the usual suspects so far, at least as the ones we've been covering in hour one. We've got some backups on Beverly Parkway if you're heading westbound towards Sun Valley Drive, stretching past North W Street. We're still dealing with that there. Also, Airport Boulevard, that's the big one at the moment. If you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, we've had some accidents there that's really going to hold you up for a bit. It's backed up currently to North 9th Avenue. And lastly, on Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis, expect some issues there as well.
All right. Meteorologist Alan Strum with a look ahead.
There's a small chance for a lingering shower as we head through tonight. Still pretty cloudy in the skies, though, and lows will be in the low 50s. Tomorrow, high of around 60 degrees. Maybe a little bit of sunshine. Definitely some cloud cover in the skies as well. Thanksgiving Day, highs will be in the upper 50s. Over the next few days, the weather will be dry, and we'll end up seeing some lows in the 40s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Right now, 73, cloudy, 53 for the overnight low tonight. 4:56 here, News Radio 92.3, taking a look. By the way, text line 850-437-1620. I've already gotten a few texts this hour regarding keeping us up to date on the roads. We certainly appreciate that. And the traffic line 850-262-6111. All right, taking a look at some kind of the wackier stories here. You can make the same look happen for $3 at Walmart, but the high-end fashion house, I don't have their name in here. Hold on a second. I'll move on here. High-end fashion boutique is selling a skirt for $925.
Wow.
And it looks exactly like a towel that you would just wrap around your waist when you're getting out of the shower. There's really not much else to describe. It's gray in color, but you're supposed to wear it over your clothes. All right.
Yeah.
So the company Balenciaga, if I'm saying that right.
Balenciaga, that sounds familiar.
So it's also unisex, by the way. So,
oh, yay, goody.
Austin, I'm thinking about getting you one here for Christmas. Unfortunately, though, it wouldn't get here in time because it's on pre-order, not expected to ship until February. A $925 skirt that looks exactly like a towel, and you're supposed to wear it over your clothes.
Yeah, that's stupid.
All right.
Target is apologizing to a Minnesota woman who has received dozens of packages that she didn't order. Kelly Witter of White Bear Lake says she returned home from a trip last week and found 133 boxes stacked outside her apartment. Witter says that she's been getting packages from an eyewear company that sells online through Target's website for about a year. Huh. But last Monday's missed delivery was the biggest yet. The good news is Target gave her a $250 gift card for the hassle, and they're donating all of the glasses to charity.
Well, the good news is that if it's glasses, I would imagine the 133 boxes wouldn't have been incredibly space-consuming.
Yes.
But yeah, that's still pretty funny there. Good news here tomorrow. Proof that, hey, you know, we all love our college football rivalries, but good can come out of them.
Oh, sure.
Tomorrow in the state of Alabama is Operation Iron Ruck Day. It's a four-day, 151-mile ruck march from Auburn to Tuscaloosa.
Oh, my goodness.
That will help raise awareness for veteran suicide prevention. Veteran students from both Alabama and Auburn will carry rucksacks filled with donated items, and deliveries will be made to local veteran organizations.
How about that? Mm-hmm. And a South Carolina man's TikTok proposal is going viral because of how he incorporated his girlfriend's four kids into it. His name is Josh Renaud. He gave them each a T-shirt, so when they lined up, it read, "Can we call Josh Dad?" They'd apparently been asking their mom when he'd be their dad, so it was kind of an inside joke. She walked in, started crying, and said yes. He also bought each kid their own ring to wear and got down on his knee for them, too.
A texter, Kim, says, and I had this exact same thought in my mind.
Really?
Kim, so we are on the exact same wavelength. Because it reminded me of the exact same thing. In the first Santa Claus movie, when Santa comes down after shaving and he sees the list that's been dropped off at his house. Yeah, I had that exact same thought that the lady came home from her vacation and was like, oh, wow, there's 130-something odd boxes that are waiting for me outside my apartment. Kim, that's a good job out of you. We're on the exact same wavelength there. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up now.